on my knees because I'm begging Lord please to help. But I'm having doubts you are even here with me, and that's real. And that's real. Faith is real, but not in the means of religion. And how could I die on my knees if I'm higher than the ceiling? That's real.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is your boy, Malcolm D.
This is Luther Robinson Jr.
All right, man. Today, we're going to be talking about the Kyrie Irving suspension, you know, and his comments or his post that he did of that movie that had anti-Semitic opinions or values or whatever it was in there. We're going to talk about that and, you know, just basically athletes in general giving their opinion on these topics and, you know, whether or not they're allowed to give their opinion when they're part of these organizations, or, you know, they kind of lose some of their say so because of them being a public figure and whatnot. So today that's what we're going to get into a little bit.
So, yeah, bro. You want to start off or you want me to start?
Start off, bro. What do you think?
So basically, there was a movie/book by a director named Ronald Dalton Jr. And it's a film called Hebrews to Negroes. Black America Wake Up. And basically, it's a movie that tries to prove, you know, the belief that Black Hebrew Israelites. If you're not familiar with those are is a religious group, and they believe that you know, people of a certain color, including Black, you know, Black people, are descendants of the biblical Israelites. Not going to get into, you know, the history of the religion, or, you know, and so on and so forth, because we're not religion scholars, and I'll leave that to my brother, Delvin, which I wish we could have had him on, but, you know, he probably doing something. But beyond that, I was really taken aback about the situation for a multitude of reasons. And one of those reasons being that I feel like they're using Kyrie as a sacrificial lamb, to lack of a better term. And for me, I felt like it was unfair. And I felt like, although Kyrie was premature with his post, and he didn't really get into, I feel like he didn't really watch the documentary first. He saw the documentary, he probably said, oh, this is something that I can, you know.
Yeah, but to that, he posted it right after the Kanye West interview.
Yeah.
Where he also got in trouble for saying, quote unquote, anti-Semitic comments.
Right. And it was bad timing. I said that throughout the whole conversation I've had about this. I've stressed and stated that it was, you know, premature, and it was bad timing because of the whole Kanye West situation. And to that, it's not the same. And this situation is far more, I feel like it's far more it's not the same level. Kanye West, for what he talked about, for what he did, He pretty much, to me, he did it for clout. He did it for just his own personal gain, and right. You know, just to be out there in the media and to cause controversy, which he often does.
But my thing on this is, right, this movie that he posted a link to is a documentary that is for purchase on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's you know, black market film or some type of hate speech type of film. You know what I'm saying? In that case, it wouldn't be on one of the biggest platforms in the world. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't be selling that for purchase. if it was some type of radical anti-Semitic hate speech type movie, you know? So,
right. People act like Kyrie made the documentary. People act like Kyrie spoke about, you know, Jewish people in a negative light, which he didn't. Kyrie is a seeker of knowledge, and Kyrie has been doing this since, you know, as far back as a few years ago when he said the earth is flat. Be that as it may, if you feel like it's stupid, if you feel like, you know, it's not your views, he still is a human being. He still has his views, and he still is an individual that can think for himself, whether we agree with it or not.
Right. Whether we agree with it or not. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human beings. We make mistakes. We know from right from wrong. Not condoning anything he's done or will do. It's just that when it comes to these type of people, you know, and these athletes and giving their opinion on certain topics, whether it's, you know, racial, political, social, economic issues, you know, it always gets blown up in the media and 9 times out of 10 in a negative light. You know, I mean, we saw that with LeBron James when he gave his opinion on certain political issues and the lady told him to, you know, shut up and dribble. We've seen this multiple times. I mean, the team came out and said they suspended Kyrie Irving because he wouldn't denounce anti-Semitism. Like, he wouldn't say he was against it or whatever, or, you know, that's what they claim.
Well,
you know.
Well, this is my thing. I'm gonna say this. When they initially asked him about it, it was like he said what he said, and they was probing him. Then it's media, so they're gonna probe you to try to, you know, get you to say certain things, to get you to explain yourself about that certain thing they want to know. So Kyrie, as a man and as a person that, you know, he's a man, he don't like to be told what to do. So as any, you know, human being, he was like, no, I'm not backing down. I said what I said. That's what he said. Let's move on. So they chase clout because the guy he was
arguing with, that reporter guy, he went on to do it and like a full interview with another social media outlet, speaking on there about the engagement he had at a post game interview with Kyrie Irving. He was the victim in the situation because Kyrie got defensive when he was basically being attacked by this guy. He said he didn't want to answer. He wanted to go on to the next person with the next question, trying to be respectful. He got a little heated. He didn't say anything egregious or out of pocket. He just said, you know, you guys put stuff out there. You guys, you know, make up your own opinion. When I do it, you know, it's a whole different story. I mean, which is true. I mean, he's not the only one that they do this to. Is that this is just such a controversial topic that, you know, it could be.
Yeah, of course. Always this.
I mean, and our reason for doing this is trying to, like, basically give some clarity on the situation and how, you know, things in the media can be manipulated. Not saying he was right or wrong, just the fact that, you know, they're pressing for this type of thing in the media and putting it in a light to where, you know, we all know racism and anti-Semitism and any hate against any race or person is a negative thing, you know, but to monetize off of it in the way they do, it's kind of getting ridiculous, you know, and that's my thing on it.
I'll say this, Kyrie, he apologized on Twitter for what he posted. Let me pull up. I got it right here. This is what Kyrie said October 29th. He said, "I am an omnist. And I mean no disrespect to anyone's religious beliefs. The anti-Semitic label that is being pushed on me is not justified and does not reflect the reality or the truth I live in every day. I embrace and want to learn from all walks of life and religions." And that was his initial apology. Now as we know, he went on to apologize on Instagram a couple nights ago. I think it was last night, a couple nights ago, and everything again. And like I was saying, man, I feel like I said, he apologized 3 or 4 times. He, you know, people tried to probe him into seeing what he, you know, really feels about the Jewish community. And does he, you know, support the portion of the documentary that they're asking about, you know? And, you know, he's Muslim. Let's keep it funny. He's Muslim. And, you know, throughout history, Muslims have a history of being pro-black and have, you know, being, you know, accused of having anti-Semitic views. I remember
to that point, bro, that's a whole nother thing, because you can say that about every religion. I mean, you could say that about Christianity versus, you know, Islam versus Judaism and all that. You know, that's why they're different religions, because they have a different view on how things happen, you know. So we can't go and pick and choose when somebody, you know, decides to say something. Yeah, if it's hateful, if they're trying to harm people on purpose, if they're trying to do that, yeah, they should be held accountable. And should Kyrie be held accountable for some of the stuff he said or some of his actions? Yes, but to the extent of which they're doing it, you know, I was just reading an article that they might be seeking a trade for him to the Timberwolves or something like that, you know. And he just lost his sponsorship with Nike. So,
yeah, suspended. Yeah.
Right. So, but we all know what that means, you know. And they're not even releasing the shoe that he, you know, was supposed to come out. So, yeah. it's more than just, you know, oh,
yeah.
You say this and say that. Like, they're really coming down hard on this without any hard facts, really.
Yes. And it's not, to me, the facts were there. He posted a video documentary. He posted a post about a documentary and a book. He didn't say anything. He didn't do, and that's what I'm saying. They make him seem like he, you know, he said, you know, well, I don't mess with Jews. Jews are these. Jews is this. Jews are that. They associated him with, you know, what the documentary was saying, and to that degree, they was like, well, he must agree. What the documentary saying, he posted it. And then Kyrie came back and said, listen, that some stuff in there was not true, and some stuff in there was insensitive, and I made that mistake of posting that, and I apologize for that.
I take ownership of that.
He said, Kyrie said, I'm going to try to be a beacon of light. That's all Kyrie tried to do. Kyrie trying to be a beacon of light. He tried to be for his people, you know what I'm saying, and try to enlighten people. You know what I mean?
And this is where the media, you know, when these athletes really have to give up some of their rights to be in these positions, you know, there's certain things you can and can't do that a regular person could get away with, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just the reality. I mean, I could give you like same thing, kind of like, you know, I wasn't making millions of dollars or I wasn't a public figure. But, you know, when I was in the military, we you know, we had to give up, you know, certain rights. We couldn't do certain things. We couldn't do certain stuff when we went out when we were in uniform. So, you know, I kind of can relate to that aspect of it. Like when you're a part of certain organizations, you just can't say certain things and do certain things. And that's just the reality of the world we live in. And especially these guys being such public figures and being tied to so much money, that, you know, even if their opinion or their view was misconstrued by the media is always going to win. You know what I'm saying? Because they control
the narrative. Yes.
Right. They control the narrative.
And you know, my thing, what you just said, it's a shame that athletes that make millions and billions of dollars can't really express themselves the way they want to, a la Colin Kaepernick, a la Chris Hodges back in the day with the Bulls. You know what I mean? It's so many examples, of athletes, and, you know, particularly black athletes that, you know, they have an opinion, but, you know, because they have an opinion, because, you know, people don't agree with their opinion, it's seen as, well, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, or, you know, you're this, you're that. You know, it's disheartening, and I feel for the athlete, the modern day athletes in general, not even just in modern day, because they've been going through, you know, we've been going through this stuff for years. You know, Muhammad Ali, you know what I mean, comes to mind. So it's a you know, fine line between, you know, do I you know, stand by my beliefs? And do I say something, or do I, you know, just be quiet and, you know, play the game, and, you know, and just shut up, you know, and do it as I'm told. You know what I mean?
Because these athletes, they see him as you know, they're expendable. You know, the next guy is just going to come along, and you know, that guy is probably going to do what I want. So it's too easy to cancel these guys, and, you know, take away their deals, trade them to another team, blackball them from the league, whatever, whatever. But, you know, I haven't seen one quote about Amazon taking it down. It's still up. The documentary's still up.
Of course.
You know, they're making money off of it. Amazon's getting more and more into these sports leagues. You know, they're already into the NFL with the Thursday night football. Jeff Bezos is, you know, is thinking about buying a team, you know, so.
Yeah.
And they're involved in the NBA. So, but nobody's talking about them, you know. Oh, Amazon, you know, they have it up there for purchase. Why aren't people questioning why Amazon's, if it was such a bad, you know, movie or documentary, why aren't they going after them and telling them take it down? Nobody said a word. Because the movie came out in 2018. It's been up on that platform for years.
Yes.
So nobody said anything about them making money off of it profiting off of it until an athlete goes up there, posted it on his Twitter, and then people dissect it for what they want, and they take all the negative out of it, and then they put the Jewish community in this light, you know.
Untouchable. It's like the Jewish community is untouchable. And this is me saying it. Luther Robinson. That's how it just seems to me, because if you say anything about, you know, black people, if you do anything anti-black, you might get ridiculed, but it's going to take a while. Or you're going to be on paid leave, or, you know, so on and so forth. Right. For example, look at our last president. That dude said so much egregious things and still had a job, still didn't get prosecuted the way he was supposed to get prosecuted. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that, you know, he's Teflon, but that's pretty much what happened. That dude walked out of that you know, that office and was like, hey, man, I said what I said, and look, I still had a job, and I still went out unscathed. So it's one of those things where it's not fair. It's never going to be fair. And that's just the way, you know, it has been. And you know what I'm saying? And I know I was talking to my uncle. He was like, you know, he said, anti-black, you know, if you're anti-black and if you express, you know, racism, or anything, he said, you get little to no repercussions. You know what I'm saying? And I said, that's true. I said, look, for example, this movie won an Academy Award, and this movie was acclaimed as one of the best movies of all time. I'm talking about Birth of a Nation. This movie used blackface, exploited us for a profitable gain, bro. And it's many other examples I can name.
But... And not only that, a president of the United States played that movie.
Yeah.
For his guest.
Yep.
And everybody loved it. Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
let's talk about
that
it.
Happened, you know, a long time ago, whatever, but that's not the point. The point is that we see it every generation, you know, no matter what face you try to put on it, you know. And then these organizations, bro, I mean, that's why the league came out with a statement. That's why the NBA, as soon as it happened, they came out with a statement.
Before
any punishment or anything was given down, they came out with a statement about what happened. And then, you know, talking about, you know, oh, we're against, you know, we don't align with anti-Semitism, da 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 da. So as they should, you know, that doesn't need to be said, you know, but they have to say it to save face. But and then the next come out with a statement and all this. But the thing is, bro, the thing is, they don't give a fuck about anything that Kyrie Irving says or posted. All they care about is the bottom line. Always. And at the end of the day, they need revenue from these companies. And social media is changing how money moves. So when these media outlets start saying all this stuff, that's when you get the reaction from all these organizations and companies.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Before the fact, they don't really give a fuck until the media makes this big whoop-de-doo about it. And like I said, bro, not condoning anything he does or says, or that I even agree with him, is just the fact that, you know, the targeting of these people, you know, they're like you said, bro, they're human beings too, bro. Athletes are human beings too.
Yeah, he made a mistake. He owned up to the mistake. People
make mistakes. And they almost made it seem like he was, you know, he went out there with a swastika on his jersey. You know,
bro, yes,
or you know what I'm saying, or he, you know, he had fucking Mon Comp in his fucking locker, you know,
right,
they need to stop with this, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, he made a mistake, yes, he, I believe he should have got, you know, he should have been accountable for what he did, you know what I'm saying? But as the way they're making such a big deal about it is kind of is ridiculous, and they're creating false narratives.
Yes, bro. And let me do it. I'm gonna read this. For Brooklyn, team, I think it was the owner. Over the last several days, we have made repeated attempts to work with Kyrie Irving to help him understand the harm and danger of his words and actions, which began with him publicizing a film containing deeply disturbing anti-Semitic hate. We believe that taking the path of education in this challenging situation will be the right one, and thought we had made progress with our joint commitment to eradicating hate and intolerance. We were dismayed today when we were given the opportunity in a media session that Kyrie refused to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs nor acknowledge specific hateful material in the film. This was not the first time he had the opportunity, but failed to clarify. Such failure to disavow anti-Semiticism when given a clear opportunity to do so is deeply disturbing, is against the values of our organization, and constitutes conduct detrimental to the team. Accordingly, we are of the view that he is currently unfit to be associated with the Brooklyn Nets. We have decided that Kyrie will serve a suspension without pay until he satisfies a series of objective remedial measures that address the harmful impact of conduct and suspension period served in no less than 5 games. So basically, that's bullshit. Because Kyrie is being outed to be, you know, like I said, sacrificial lamb, and he's being outed to be this type of person that, oh, that hates a group of people that, you know, that wants to see a group of people suffer, that he doesn't, you know, he agrees with the views of the film. And he said that he didn't. He made it clear that he didn't, but still, Nike said, nah, we don't give a damn. We're about to get rid of you. Then the team ain't on the side. The NBA players ain't on the side. You know, so it's really sad, and I feel bad for Kyrie because it's unfair and it's not right. It's not right.
You know, and, you know, this is another thing, how I know this shit's all about money, you know. This man LeBron came out with a statement on this. talking about how Kyrie, he's disappointed in Kyrie, and you know, him and his team aren't going to, you know, align with Kyrie and this, that, and the third, bro. You've been messing with Kyrie since he came in the league, bro. You were all about saying, oh, Kyrie's my man, you know. Kyrie's real, this, that, and the third. And they blow this shit up in the media, and all your partners and all that decide that, yo, this is not a good look.
Yeah.
Uncharacteristic. LeBron usually never says anything, bro, when it comes to this type of stuff.
No, he does.
No. I'm not. And what I mean by that is, he's usually indifferent. Either you know, he might speak on it, but he's indifferent, bro. But at this time, it was like, bro, it really felt when I read that statement when he came out with that, it was like, yo, somebody told you to say this because it's going to affect your bottom line. You know what I'm saying?
It's going
to
affect them. And not only that, you know, LeBron is a social media activist. Let's be honest. Right. LeBron, when certain stuff happens, like with Trayvon Martin, with the George Floyd, you know, I didn't see LeBron marching. I didn't see LeBron, going to different places and like, I'm with y'all and so on and so forth. I just see LeBron on social media. And I'm a LeBron fan. You know me. I love LeBron. But for LeBron to do this, it's disappointing. And for LeBron to, you know, not say I stand with Kyrie. I don't agree with what he said, but I hope, you know, that, you know, he learns from this and, you know, and can move on and move forward with this. But no, right. he went completely left.
And completely like, man, left, bro. And that's why I know it was bullshit. It's all a narrative that they want to control and then that they want to put out there. You know what I'm saying? That man never says things like that, especially with people that he calls his friends. That's what really did it for me, bro. I was like, bro, you've always been on Kyrie's side, no matter what he said or what he did, bro. And to be honest, yeah, he said some kooky stuff, but this situation,
right?
He said nothing. He literally posted a link
exactly from Amazon Prime
that you can go, any one of us can go buy right now for $10.99 and watch the film.
Yeah, bro.
And like I said, nobody is calling up Jeff Bezos and be like, bro, take that shit down. No, guess what? If anything, they've made a lot of money off of this because now that it's media, everybody has gone and watched it.
You know what I'm saying? Under the religious section of Amazon Prime books, that book was number one.
Right.
That book was, and I read that a few days ago. That book became number one, bro.
Number one, right, bro? Yeah. And they're not going to take it down.
No, absolutely.
Because they're making money off of it, bro. And that's what I'm saying, bro. Like they create these narratives. It's all about cash, bro. And like you said, bro, they'll use these guys. That's why these guys have to really be up there. And LeBron should know better, bro, because he's been put in the same position multiple times. Not on this topic, obviously, but he's been in the same situation, bro.
Yeah.
Where he would, you know, I mean, people put an N-word on his house, and you know, like I said, lady tell him shut up and dribble and da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? So for him to go completely left on somebody that, you know, he's been friends with, and you know, they won a championship together, and you know what I'm saying? It just didn't sit. It didn't,
Let me just say this, bro. You and this is me. You can't say anything about Jews or anything about the Untouchables as our guy, Mr. Ifeantunde, aka Dr. Umar Johnson would say. But you can say stuff about niggas all day, and that's just the goddamn truth. To get little repercussions or no repercussions at all.
And well, that's because of the, you know, the narrative that's been created on us, you know?
Of course.
But
of course. And Dave Chappelle says something funny about Jews and blacks. He said, have you ever gotten to debate about Jews with Jews and blacks about who suffered the most? He said that don't ever get into that, you know, that kind of debate, because he said they're gonna try to out traumatize, say who out trauma each other, which is so true. Cause you get that, you know. Well, we went through slavery, we went through 400 years. Well, we was in concentration camps and getting burned. Like goddamn, like you don't like you. It's a no win situation, bro.
That's a no-win situation, bro. But at the same time, they need to stop this. You know, there's real people out there, that hate people, bro, and want to bring harm to people. I'm talking about, you know, throwing anti-Semitic fucking pamphlets in front of synagogues, and you know, spitting on people. And I mean, we know what fucking country we live in, bro. I mean, this is nothing new. This shit happens daily, you know?
Yep.
But to our little topic on here is that when you're an athlete and a public figure, it you're shed in a different light, especially because you're on such a big stage. Everything on you can be magnified, monetized.
Always is.
And you'll be ridiculed, you'll be canceled. You'll lose wealth. I mean, look what happened to Kanye West. I mean, the shit he was saying, you know, to me, that shit he was saying was like, borderline, you know.
Yeah, it was worse.
You know what I'm saying?
What he said was worse than anything Kyrie did,
worse even than though, posting an Amazon link that's for sale.
Yes, and whatever Kanye West says, that's his views, of course. But it's like I said, bro.
Freedom of speech, be held accountable for that. Yeah, but
always, bro. And that's what I was about to say, bro. Freedom of speech is one thing, but be prepared to have, you know, to be ridiculed and have repercussions, you know, whether good or bad, bro. That's just the world we live
in. Right.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
So, if I could, I wanted to play a clip, and I don't know if we're going to hear it or not, but I wanted to play a clip from Minister Malcolm X about he was doing an interview with somebody, asked him, was he anti-Semitic? If I could.
Go ahead, play.
All right. Hopefully we can hear it. Cue it.
Are you anti-Semitic? Anti-Semitic. You've many of the things that I've read about you, and you've made it mention a couple of times about the Jews and everything, and I'm wondering if you are personally anti-Semitic.
No. How can I be anti-Semitic when the Arabs are Semitic? Half the Muslim world is Semitic. If I was anti-Semitic, I'd be anti-Arab and anti-everything else. No, I think this, that in this country, there's one mistake that the Jews make. They put themselves in a position where whenever anybody gives an objective analysis of the role that they play, they defend themselves by accusing you of being anti-Semitic. And a Negro is not anti-Semitic when he says that the man who's exploiting him in his community is white, because it is a white man who owns all the stores. Now, is it an accident that these whites who own these stores are Jewish? If it's an accident, then the fact that he says the Jew on the corner is exploiting me isn't an anti-Semitic statement. It's just more descriptive of the man who's exploiting him.
That was a clip from the minister. Malcolm X.
Yeah, bro. I mean, like I said, you know, there's a whole bunch of narratives, and you know, you get people always been saying stuff about Jewish people. People have always been saying stuff about Black people. You know what I'm saying? It's American culture, bro. It's American culture fueled by this machine. Fueled by what this country was built on, bro.
Yes.
Violence, genocide,
and theft.
Westward expansion. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to stop as Americans living in this fucking dream that, you know, this country was created off of fucking rainbows and butterflies. And shit that happened in the past, just because it's not happened now, doesn't mean it doesn't affect the future generations, you know?
That's fact.
Just because you didn't own slaves or whatever, doesn't mean you don't profit or benefit off of the fact that it even existed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, the Holocaust happened and all that doesn't mean your family's still not affected. I mean, look what the fuck we're talking about. I mean, this is a repercussion of actual hate. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's facts.
You know, I mean, it, like all these different groups have just been, I mean, you know, our people, their people, just certain groups have, you know, we've had a tough run in history to where, you know, now we have to live in this fucked up reality of, you know, who the fuck are we and how do we survive, you know? And who's really controlling the narrative, you know?
That's it. Who's really controlling the narrative? Who's really controlling everything? And I feel like we know who it is. If we got the sense.
I mean, we know. I mean, who? If you want to sit up here and lie to yourself, like, you know me, bro. I believe in common sense, you know? And this is coming from a guy who has an interracial family, so there's no goofy shit going on here, you know, right?
Right.
And it's,
I know you.
It's just common sense, bro. We can't keep living in false reality of acting like we don't know what the fuck's going on. And if you do know what the fuck's going on, you're just deciding to choose one side or the other, you know, whether it's right or wrong. Because I'm not going to sit here and say everybody's a victim on all sides, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are certain players on both sides on all races that, you know, play a big part in this, whether it's positive or negative, you know. But yes, the majority of what's controlled in this country is the motherfuckers who built it. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers who controlled land, the motherfuckers who controlled wealth, you know, the motherfuckers who built up businesses, built up colleges, you know, they're the ones who are controlling what goes on now. You know, just because you get a little piece or they do something nice doesn't mean shit at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Everybody should know right from wrong. But if somebody doesn't want you to get an opportunity, you're not going to get an opportunity. I mean, and we're seeing it with these athletes and all that. Even, you know, nobody's safe. Everybody can be touched. You know what I'm saying? They will cancel your ass quickly in a heartbeat.
With swiftness.
What a fucking katana sword, bro. Like, you will get your head cut off. Like, it's ridiculous nowadays, bro. You really got to watch what you do and what you say. Or it's really your life nowadays, you know?
Yeah, bro.
And I wish it would just, you know, sports is such a positive thing, you know?
Yeah,
it really is, but you know, me growing up, I'm pretty sure you have, you know, similar opinion, bro. When I looked at football players and basketball players and, you know, rugby players and, you know, baseball, all these sports I was into, you know, it's like, yo, to me, they were the closest thing to being Superman. Spider-Man.
Yes, superheroes. Yes, that's
true. That's superheroes, bro. And that's why I love sports and stuff so much. But once all this money and shit got involved and the social media keeps blowing up, it's getting from what it's supposed to be, bro, you know?
Yeah, bro. Sports is supposed to be a bridge, you know, to bring people together.
Right.
And to, you know, just have fun and, you know, to bond over that. But, you know, I know for myself, I've gotten less. I've gotten, you know, I guess I can say sports have become less appealing to me because of I became more, you know, I guess you could say, quote unquote, woke. I became more cognizant of this world and how everything works. So, you know, stuff like Colin Kaepernick, stuff, you know, reading about Muhammad Ali and other many other instances, man, it really you know, come to yourself and be like, man, like, it's not fun no more, man. Like you said, man, these players were like superheroes, but when you really get a sense of who they are, and not just them, you know, the entertainers as well, you know, you get a sense of who they are, you're like, man, like, damn, man, this shit sucks, like.
Right,
you know what I mean,
but it's crazy, bro. You know,
it is.
It's like when are they? I mean, and it's gotten to a point where it's so far gone that it's never going to go back to, you know.
It's over for that.
Fucking every time I put on a sports network or whatever, and one of these stories comes out, i.e., Kyrie Irving, Kaepernick, whoever, you know. It's like a fucking political debate on the fucking TV, you know? Like, I don't want to see that when I'm watching fucking sports, bro. You know what I'm saying?
All the time,
bro. This is not Congress or the fucking White House, bro. Leave that shit for them, bro.
They make it like that, bro.
You know?
They made it that.
And then, you know, we're sitting here talking about it ourselves because it's such a big fucking issue that it's like, bro, like, come on now.
It's facts, bro.
Really? Yeah. At the end of the day, everybody should be held accountable for their actions, bro.
Yes.
And if you're purposely putting shit out there to fucking harm people or go against people, yeah, you should be held accountable for your actions.
Always. Always,
bro. But at the end of the day, bro, like, we need to stop blowing shit up to where, you know, we're gonna create a false reality. And then
you gotta start
thinking for themselves, bro. Like, you know, people really gotta think for themselves and form their own opinions and get some knowledge.
You know what, bro? This reminds me, the world we've been living in, bro, it reminds me of this episode in Black Mirror. You probably know the episode where they had the phones and They had the, you know, the media control of the narrative, and it, bro, it, that, and that's what this world feels like now. I feel like an episode of Black Mirror, bro. Like, people don't think for themselves. People are so engulfed in social media and the phones. You know, people are so far gone, bro, that it's spooky, man. It's spooky, yeah, man. People really, you know, look at, you know, like I said, with this Kyrie thing, they didn't even look, probably even search, or like we did our research on the book and the documentary. They saw that headline, and they saw that you know, what he posted, and they read in the media, oh, Kyrie did this, Kyrie getting in trouble for this, really ran with it. They did it, right, without doing their own research. And that's what really makes me upset about this. People don't do their own research, and people, you know, have their opinions based on what the media says or what somebody else says. So, you know, and I end this just for me by saying this, Kyrie, you know, I'm with you, man. I stand by you, man. You made a mistake. You owned up to it. You apologize, man, and keep trying to seek knowledge. Keep, you know, speaking truth to power. And, you know, man, I hope you're doing all right, man. That's
right. Me. Exactly, bro. It's just like, you know, they can make money off of it, but you can't go up there and speak your opinion, you know. And I wouldn't even be saying anything on it if I didn't think, you know, if I really thought he said some shit or did some shit that was anti-Semitic, bro, I would have been like, oh, yeah, he deserves every, you know, he deserves all of that.
Yeah, bro. This wouldn't have been like a dab. I feel like it wouldn't be even that long of an episode.
Right.
This happened, Kyrie said this.
You know what it is too, bro? When they came out and said he wouldn't say he wasn't anti-Semitic, bro. That's bullshit, bro. What they really should have said is he didn't want to say what we told him to say.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, we ain't like stupid, man.
Yeah, bro, we ain't fucking stupid. Anybody who's real, bro, knows that's exactly what the fuck went down, bro. Yeah, he's like, bro, course, I'm not going to say something that I don't believe in. You know what I'm saying? And then y'all can write whatever. What said. Yeah, bro. They can write whatever the fuck they want to write, but that's not what he said, bro. And he came out and said, bro, like, yo, I don't believe in that shit, bro. You know, he already said that, but they wanted him to say some bullshit that he was like, bro, I'm not going to say that just because you want me to save your sponsors, you know? So.
Yeah, bro. So, I'm over it, man. And the NBA, I'm disappointed in the NBA. I'm disappointed in these Black athletes and former athletes, you know, calling Kyrie stupid, calling him an idiot, and, you know, it shame on you, Shaq. Shame on you, Charles Barkley. You know, you unintelligent ass, big ass motherfuckers that don't know what you're talking about half the time. Charles Barkley is a fucking minstrel show, and freaking Shaq is getting in that realm. I respect them as athletes, but as people and what they have shown me over the years about their opinions on certain things, fuck them. Excuse my language, but fuck them.
Their opinion is their opinion, you know. And like I said, bro, once you making so much money, bro, and you got to make a choice.
That's fact. That's true.
When it comes to this type of shit, you got to make a choice. Do I want the money and keep getting the money, or do I fucking, you know, want to have my values, my morals, and my opinions?
Right.
Some people choose the money, and we're seeing a lot more people. When somebody puts $100 million in front of your face, what you gonna do? You gonna fucking do what daddy tells you, or you gonna go out and say what the fuck you want and lose all that money? Nine times out of ten.
Kyrie, he's set. He ain't lose no money.
But that's not what I'm saying, bro. What I'm saying is, you know, Charles Barkley just got that big ass contract. You know? If he gonna fucking risk saying some bullshit, whether he believes it or not, and then end up losing that contract? Fuck no. Is Shaq gonna fucking say some shit to risk losing his businesses and his money? Fuck no. Whether they agree or not agree, they can have a total other opinion, but they're gonna sit up there on that fucking booth and they're gonna say what the fuck the people that are paying them tell them to say. And that's what I say, bro. Some niggas choose the money. Some niggas choose their values and morals, bro.
And but there you when go. You're
getting that much money, bro, nine times out of ten, you going to take the check. And that's a reality, bro. And anybody who says different, bro, is a fucking liar, bro. It's a fucking liar.
And Malcolm, guess what?
What?
And there you go.
There you go, bro. I mean, that's a hard fact, bro. I mean, that's why Kyrie's getting fucked up right now, you know? He chose to stand 10 toes down, and he's fucking suffering for it. Yeah. You know? Yeah. The motherfuckers that control shit, they said, nah, nigga. No. That's not what we tell you. They were fucking Kanye West, you know, even though I think his shit was like, he deserves it. But
yeah, he that's self-inflicted. Man,
look what happened to him. He lost half a fucking $1 billion in like a day.
Yeah.
Adidas, bro. Adidas, Yeezys accounted for like 40% of shoe sales from fucking Adidas, bro. They said they're going to rebrand Yeezys.
Rebrand, okay.
They're going to still sell them, but rebrand them as a different name. But they're going to lose so much money, bro. What the fuck? They're going to lose. Nobody's going to buy them because they're not associated with, you know, Kanye West. Nobody's going to buy them.
People are going to buy them, bro.
We'll see what happens with Adidas if they change their mind on that. But
we've witnessed, you know, how this world works countless times, bro. If it look nice and if it you know don't mess with their lives, they're gonna buy it. They probably still gonna buy it, bro. So
that is what it is. But I don't think so, bro, because you know how shit goes nowadays, bro. Like if it ain't the brand name, if it ain't the popular shit, you know what I'm saying? And you know, with his music and all that, people aren't gonna buy him like that because it's not tied. Yeah, they'll buy them, but not like they've been buying them. You won't see them for the same prices that you've been seeing them. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be hard to rebrand Yeezys, though.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's such a big brand. That's just like canceling Michael Jordan, bro. You think Nike would ever fucking get rid of Jordan? They'd be like, yeah, we get rid of Michael Jordan, but we won't get rid of the name. These motherfuckers are gonna get rid of the name and all that. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. Let's see what billionaire buys your ass up now.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll see, bro. And that's what I said, bro. Not condoning anything Kanye West said, because he did say some stupid fucking shit in that interview.
He sure did.
That was bro, off the fucking wall. And yeah, bro. But at the end of the day, it's like, yo, these motherfuckers are sick, bro. I mean,
yeah, they are. They are.
I mean, anybody who's listening to this, bro, watch what the fuck you say, because you will get fucking canceled. You'll lose your job. You'll lose your career. You know what I'm saying? No matter if you said some shit that was, and that's the thing about today, bro. It don't even matter if what you said was hateful, truthful, or untruthful. If somebody thinks what you said is something against them and they band against your ass, it's over.
It's a wrap for you.
Whether you did something wrong or not, it is over for you, bro. It is a fucking hearsay society now, you know? And being offended and all that shit will get you farther than the truth, you know?
Yep.
So watch what you do, watch what you say, and just be smart, you know? Surround yourself with people that you know you could talk to certain things about, and just try to be positive, you know? Yes, we all have opinions on certain things. Yes, we're all going to disagree, but that doesn't mean we have to go out there and fucking, you know, affect other people's lives in a negative light or bring harm or shame upon them because of their views, you know?
Right.
Keep your circle small. Right. Know who you're fucking dealing with. Know who you're surrounded by. Watch what you say. And live your life righteously to where you're not put into a position, or you put your family into a position to where you're getting put up there, embarrassed, whether it's true or not, and you lose your whole livelihood off of something really fucking stupid that you could have prevented or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So
right. Yes, sir.
That's all I have to show you on that, bro.
All right, man. That was good, man.
Yeah, bro. It's just, you know,
Kyrie, man, we're with you, man. I'm with you, man. Stay strong, man.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, bro. To all any athletes and shit that are coming up, you know, if you ever make it, I mean, even if you, you know, to any level, really, you know, you're putting in a different light, you know, you got to watch what you do, man. Just That's watch what you do, especially when money starts getting involved, you know, especially now you just have to make it to college to make money. And these people will, you know, they'll use you and abuse you until you're no good to them anymore. You'll be out in the street like everybody else, bro. They don't mess around nowadays, bro. Like, your whole life can change off of one comment, for real.
That's a fact.
For real. Your life can, over something stupid, these people have the power to affect your life. Over one comment, one post, one video, one tweet, doesn't matter, bro. It's cancel culture out here. Shit, we might even get canceled.
Hey, man, it was good while it lasted.
For real. But, yeah, bro, you got anything else?
Nah, man, I think we covered everything. We said what we had to say, man. I'm good.
Right. And then, you know, if you listen to this, you know, drop a comment, give your opinion, you know, whether you think, you know, we were our opinions are wrong or anything. It doesn't matter. Opinion's an opinion. You know,
it ain't gonna hurt our feelings.
You know? It's not gonna hurt our feelings. Nothing.
Good.
We don't have nothing against anybody.
Nope.
I mean, as black men, you know, we understand, you know, hatred and, you know, people being against you and all that, you know. But at the end of the day, opinions are opinions, and like I say, you just got to be careful what you say and what you do, you know. But drop a comment. If you have anything to say on this, share the video, share the podcast, and yeah, man.
I want to say something else too before we leave. And you know why I can't be anti-Semitic?
Why?
Because I have Jewish friends.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
that's it. I got Jewish friends.
I'm not anti-Semitic at all. I mean, I view people as people, bro. We all have differences. That's what America's supposed to be about, you know.
That's it.
All different people from all different places, you know, that came together and that are supposed to be something more than themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yes, there's certain factors and certain people that are actually hating and that are actually trying to get you from doing shit. Those are the people that need to be held accountable, you know?
That's a fact.
So, when we react to all these comments and all this, that, and the third, bro, just remember where you are and how things are going in this country. And if you want to be a part of that, go right ahead and be a part of that. It's your life. It's your decisions. But like I said, everything I do, everything that Luther does, everything that you do has consequences and repercussions, whether negative or positive. And that's all I'm saying. And
that's
I'm
a fact.
Just talking.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. We're out. See you next episode.
Peace.
Peace.